Welcome to another episode of 4 a.m. Thoughts, where the time is 9:22 p.m. May 27th. It is Friday evening. I'm walking in the foothills of Reno, and I hope my music's not too loud. I think it is not too loud. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? It's good. It's some, like, ayahuasca, like, something, I don't know. Called Ancestors Shaman's Dream. Anyways, I wanted to speak on modes of consciousness. Like, think of a human being as I hate to compare humans to computers, because we're so much more than that. I think that comparing humans to computers is like diminishing what we are. But we do compute, information and things. So I'll use the analogy, but just, I want to create a distinction that my analogy may be, diminishing the human potential. However, with that out of the way, modes of consciousness, for example, stress mode, fear mode, anger mode, happy mode, lazy mode, inspired mode, being influenced by your surroundings mode, influencing your surroundings mode. Also, you hear the crickets. Nature mode. Technology mode. There's a, man-made and earth-made. Lots of distinctions and differences, and I like to ramble and just throw out some food for thought. Let's see, where am I going? It's like, oh, let me go right. Right now I'm in Reno. I'm like sleeping outside because I can, and it's actually been really nice. So I'm just like, I just like go up in the foothills and find a spot to lay down. And there's a rug up here. I just found a really nice, one of those old fashioned rugs, where it just like starts in the middle. It's like a nice fabric, and it just like circles all the way around to the end. My grandma, called her Lala. She had a really nice one of those rugs. So it's like reminiscent of that. I've had a good childhood. Like, child mode, different modes of ages, different modes of, brainwave frequencies, like theta, alpha, omega. I might be making shit up, I don't know. But like theta brain state is like, ooh, there's light over there. Theta is, maybe I'll sleep over here. Shit, I don't know. Theta's like dream state. It's like different brainwave frequencies. There's like different states of like alertness and like the combination, the complexity of every single thing that, enters your body, enters your field of consciousness. Like it's, there's a lot to it. Shit, wait. I think I'm closer than I thought. I might have passed where I was trying to go. There's the city. And so, yeah, I think the road is there. I kind of want to stand. I'm going to stand up top first. And then there's like a thing about just like not giving up. Like, you just keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. But also, if you're going and it's just like really not fucking working, then stop. Give up, throw a bitch fit, cry, scream, throw a tantrum. And then, you'll reset your body, reset your conscious mode. And you'll be like, oh, the path I was on was, is recalibrated to now I'm on a better path type of situation. Fuck. I'm really trying to find this rug that I was just talking about. But I don't know if I went too far. It's dark. Like, I can find it in the daytime, because, like, you know, how light you can see things. And dark, you have to, like, sense things more. You have to, like, rely on other senses, other modes of consciousness. Shit, I went really far. I might have gone way too far. I don't know. I can see the city. I don't even know, like... Huh. I think I literally went an entire hilltop over. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll just have a nice walk in the morning. Be able to see better. But yeah, I'm just gonna go down here to this flat spot. Shit. I hope I find it. I'm gonna pause this and come back. Ah, and I found the rug I was looking for right where I left it. Yeah, I paused for, it's probably like 2 minutes. Like, I just like disengaged from this and found that, and I'm back. Actually, but I'm a ground for another minute or so, but I'm gonna keep it recording. It's really amazing to me the communication that transcends verbal communication. Just like feeling the energies and receiving and finding clarity, peace, prosperity, focus, all the things. And I wanted to touch on, hold on. I think, oh yeah, so I can turn down the music, but it doesn't turn down my voice. That picks up from the speaker, right? I've been learning a lot lately. Like, if I don't understand something, I just look it up, or like I ask someone. Like, I love talking to people that know more than I do, and everyone knows more than I do about something, right? And I know more than. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like you, the listener. Knows more about something than me, and I, the speaker, I know something more about than you, just because of, unique human experiences and everything, and a lot of that's just, like, random shit, like local, like, right now I'm in Reno, obviously the locals know more about Reno than I do, right, and then, and I can tell them about Idaho, I can tell them about places I've been to, and... But also, like, it's cool, like people's opinions, like, someone can be like, oh, like, Reno sucks, which that doesn't really tell me anything about Reno, but, like, I digress, modes of consciousness, so, I'm actually gonna turn off my music. It's distracting. Oh, wait. Ooh, also, I'm curious if the mic was on my phone or on the speaker. I don't really know. Dang it. I was hoping that the hill would block more sound, but it kind of feels like the sound is just like rolling up and over the hills and like down into this little valley I'm in, which is kind of lame, but at least I'm close enough so I can hear the nature. And if I choose to I can kind of tune more into one than the other. So that's nice. Yeah, the state of the world now is very powerful. Like everyone is so powerful in their creational ability and like perspective. Like everyone like is having more and more power to choose, like how they view a situation like, rather than blindly, like just because someone has one perspective does not mean that another person can have another perspective. You know what I mean? I just see more and more people, like, being, like, having their own opinions. Like, okay, so for me, I used to agree, with people that I didn't agree with. If someone said something I didn't agree with, I'd just be like, yeah, to, you know, to try to, like, connect, or to try to be nice, or to try to be relatable, or just, you know, just to try to be a certain way. So I'd be like, da-da-da-da, I'd be like, yeah, that, da-da-da-da. But now someone would be like, da-da-da, and like, and I'll say da-da-da-da, and then we'll just have, like, a conversation, like, we'll, like, enjoy our disagreements, and then laugh about it, you know, like, oh yeah, we have different perspectives, that's, let's laugh, right? Yeah, and then, and also, like, I don't know, I just got hit with a wave of sadness. Not label emotions as good or bad, right? Just to feel everything. Also, it amazes me how easy it is to be completely alone, like, either in a city or right next to a city. Like, you can be, you know, really close to a lot of people, but also be entirely in your own space. You know, like, it's really easy to get alone time anywhere. Even in big cities, like, you just go to a little patch where the crowds are not, you know? Also, showering's a myth. I haven't showered in, like, a really long time, and I don't stink. Like, I'll start to stink, but then the smell just, like, I mean, like, the smell, like, smells, but then it, just, like, goes away. Like, it doesn't stay, you know? Like, I'm not, it's not a stagnant smell, it's just, like, a releasing smell, you know? Like, the smell comes out and then just, like, releases and, like, unattaches to my body, if that makes sense. And it also helps, because, like, all the smells around me, like, the wind carries away smell. And, you know, like, smells are in the wind, smells are in the air, in the environment, in your clothes, and, you know, like, I spend a lot of time outside, and so I don't really stink, because, like, nature doesn't really stink, you know what I mean? It's just how it is. I like laying down in the dirt. I don't know, I just do things naturally, and, like, it just works. There's so many things I don't do, and I'm just chilling. Yeah. Also, if you're listening, like, I have no idea who you are. And I know these podcasts are super random, and it's, like, a certain mode of consciousness that, you know, I decide to podcast, and that's not who I am all the time, obviously. Aren't we all multifaceted, I hope? I wonder if I can power it off if we still record. Let's try. Beep boop, beep bop, beep beep bop. Testing, testing. Okay. Yeah, I think it worked. I'm gonna keep my screen on, though, for, you know, just cause I don't trust 100%. Actually, no. I'm gonna turn the screen off and just keep talking. If it gets fucked up, then I'll find out. Alright. Yeah, so the screen's off. The battery will last longer. Also, I'm gonna put my phone down and hope that my sound the mic still sounds good. There's lots of little random things that I'll get stressed or anxious about just because I don't know. But I can find out so fast just by, like, doing the thing, you know? Just, like, trial and error. But yeah, I'm gonna cut this one short. I love you guys. Goodbye.